It's time to spill
the tea.
Hello!
You there, and welcome to A Spoonful of Theatre.
And we have just come out of the Wicked movie, and this is a Spill the Tea episode to tell you all our first thoughts on the new Wicked movie. It's a bit of a special, because we normally don't do movies, but this is a classic, and we had to bring it to you. So, Sam, what did you think?
TJ, it was a visual and auditory spectacular. There's just no other words to describe it. It was absolutely marvellous.
For me, I honestly think it's possibly one of the best movie adaptations of any musical I've ever seen. And I did not know what to expect going in. I had my reservations. To anyone that knows me, many years ago when they announced it was Ariana Grande, I was like, what the hell? This is all over the place. I have just genuinely enjoyed every single millisecond of that last 2.5 hours.
Now, you mentioned you going straight into Ariana Grande there. I wonder if you agree with this. I think she should be tipped for an Oscar nomination.
Oh, both of them. Like, I'm sure I would like both of them. I think Ariana and Cynthia
absolutely nailed it. Oh, the whole movie itself.
It was
wonderful. And Ariana Grande, she stole the show for me, quite honestly. But Cynthia was marvelous.
But let's just go over. Oh my goodness, I can't be speechless because this is a podcast. So like, if I was speechless, this would be a boring 10 minutes. But honestly, I think to all of those of us that grew up in the 2000s, like Wicked is a very important musical in our musical journey. And I know for me, it's kind of one of those musicals that just stays with me, and it was my favorite for many, 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 many years. Mm-hmm. I think for years when people ask me that awful question of what's your favorite musical, it was always Wicked. And I'll be honest, over the last few years, actually it dropped from that position because I watched it a few times. I think I've watched it 4 times, and I think the last 2 times I've watched it live, I've not quite had that same spark with it. Not that I think the musical's got any worse. I think it's still a fantastic musical, but it's just not quite resonated. And I was thinking about this before we came to watch the movie today. This show is actually 20 years old. It came out in 2003.
It is. Yes.
And what it needed was a bit of a refresh. And that's what this movie has done.
Yes.
It has drawn out some things that were always there, but I suppose on the stage, just couldn't do that, you know.
It's funny you should say that, because one of your biggest reservations was that you were a bit concerned, shall we say, about it being divided into two parts.
I was.
Now that you've seen part one, how do you feel about that?
I'm going to eat my humble pie.
As you should.
Because as much as I'm very annoyed I have to wait a year for the second part, actually, it made complete sense.
It did make complete sense.
The only thing, I'm going to have a little gripe here, because when you end in at one, right, the whole opening number, No One Mourns the Wicked, kind of goes back to the kind of finale of the show. I mean, I'm not spoiling anything here. We've all watched Wicked. The story is the same. Mm. So in No One Mourns the Wicked, there's that whole backstory of her basically becoming the Wicked Witch and kind of Elphaba coming in, telling everyone why the Wicked Witch has been has died. That doesn't happen in the movie. In this first movie, because that happens in Act 2. So anyone that has just watched Act 1, that bit never gets seen. So if you're just coming in watching that whole 15-minute segment in Munchkinland at the beginning for No One Mourns the Wicked isn't actually happening in this movie. However, that's a very picky point, okay? Because I am so grateful that they brought out, you know, it kind of brought to life some of the bits in the musical that kind of happened very quickly because of the nature of having to put it on stage. But it really works. And the details. Oh my goodness. The detail that they
wonderful.
Have drawn out of this show is just amazing.
They have really brought the colour of Oz in this movie. It's just beautiful and beautifully done.
Okay, shall we get onto some of the points of the movie? So I think for me, their acting, I honestly thought the casting was utterly perfect. I actually don't think I would change any single person. And I know, because on the whispers of walking out of the cinema, you have something different. But I think it was almost perfect. I've got a couple of gripes here and there, but the leads especially, I think they couldn't have done a better job. casting Ariana and Cynthia.
Personally. Oh, no, there I completely agree with you. I wouldn't say utterly perfect. Michelle Yeoh, as wonderful as she is, she was very, very in danger of becoming the Russell Crowe and Pierce Brosnan of this movie.
I literally turned, I was sat next to Tim in the movie, and I was like, this is giving me Pierce Brosnan in Mamma Mia. However, that role actually isn't a huge role in terms of the singing, and she made it work, and they made it work for her. And to be honest, I think in a movie, that because they've done the whole live singing thing like Les Mis, which... honestly, in Les Mis, I don't think worked, but I think really worked here. They must have learnt lessons from Les Mis, because I think the Les Mis movie was a bit hit and miss with that. But the live singing element really brought something new. You really felt the rawness. It wasn't that lip sync musicals that sometimes you get, which is really annoying. Mm. But I think she didn't need to oversing it, because you felt when the camera's that close to you and you're that close to the camera, if you're oversinging it sometimes, it can feel a bit off. So I agree. It was on the verge of becoming a bit of a Russell Crowe, Pierce Brosnan, but I think she pulled it off, because I did read some things where she was very nervous about that, because she isn't a singer.
No.
And I don't think she pretends to be a singer, but no. I don't think that role necessarily needs it. But I get why they cast her, because I think she was a perfect casting for Madame Morrible.
Yes, I don't think
with you there. Not going to hold that against her, absolutely.
I'm sorry to say this, I was disappointed with Fierro.
You were?
Beautiful actor, well acted, well sung. I'm sorry, he's obviously a British actor.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was very noticeable that he was speaking with his British accent and singing with an American one.
Mm-hmm.
It was extremely noticeable for me, and that really disappointed me, but that's my only critique of Fierro. But it was just noticeable for me.
They've ruined it that much that you would have recast him.
Sorry, this is your territory, dear, not mine.
I'm wanting your opinion, because it didn't bother me at all.
I wouldn't know who to recast him with. I'm not knowledgeable enough of Triple Threat.
I'm not
Hollywood.
Asking for a thing, but you thought he shouldn't have been that role.
Maybe.
Okay.
It was just so noticeable. Speaking very refined, received pronunciation, British, and then dancing through life. It was so noticeable.
That's going in the preview. Oh.
It was so noticeable, and it really disappointed me.
I didn't have the same reservations on it. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but for me, it didn't ruin it. I think I just bought into the world, and it was part of the world that we were in. So for me, it didn't ruin it.
Did you notice something? Throughout the entire movie, eyes were always in focus.
Mm-hmm.
The eyes were always, for most characters, especially Elphaba and Ariane and Glinda, the eyes were always the thing you were drawn to.
Mm-hmm.
And the eyes spark on it. It did make me think, is this why Cynthia got a bit main character syndrome and got a bit precious about the eyes being removed in the poster? Did you see about this whole situation?
Yes, I mean, there was a lot of drama over there. But do you know what? I think this takes me back to the bigger thing with Wicked. Wicked and Wizard of Oz in a bigger capacity. These whole stories about finding your dreams and being the odd one out and, you know, finding your place in the world are really, really important stories to tell. And I think when you're telling a story of a character like Elphaba, who is that character that's outcast, that's different, it's very protective. And I suppose when you've been part of that journey of telling such an important story, we are out here on Orchard Road, ladies and gentlemen, so apologies for the background noise. But telling such an important story, when you're telling these outcast stories, you probably do become quite protective over those stories. So, you know what? I understand. I understand why she's so protective over Elphaba, and maybe just taking that thought, because I think sometimes we can get a bit too in that world, which may be where that came from. But this is why we resonate. This is why you resonate with, you know, actually, this is one of my bigger points. This is why all of the little queer people out there, all the people that feel different, all the people that feel outcast in any way, resonate with this story so deeply, and I think it's such an important story, and I think they did a really good job of telling that story overall.
Thank you for mentioning The Wizard of Oz, because that's another thing. Throughout the entire movie, there were so many Easter eggs of the Ozverse, I'm going to call it. I'm not going to say which. Yep. I want people to experience that, but I was very grateful for the number of Easter eggs. I would only say, though, I wanted a little bit more book. I want because I was expecting to be more of the Wicked book as well as the musical. I didn't get that, unfortunately. But there was still a lot of references and Easter eggs to the Ozverse.
Completely. And the choreography. Oh my goodness, I loved the choreography throughout the movie.
It was the thing I compared it to was The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
They're very stampy. Very stampy and short, sharp moves. But
they used a lot of the motifs and things that there is in the Broadway choreography, and then they heightened it and put it into the musical. Finally, I think for me, the sets and the visual spectacle of the whole show. I mean, that is very Wizard of Oz, right? You know, back in the Technicolor days and these big sets that they kind of did. That was the whole beauty of when that movie came out. I kind of got that, but in 2024 style, like they really made this world so. I just want to go visit.
Yes,
like,
I
really hope this movie does well. So there's a theme park that we can go visit soon.
Because there already is in Brisbane.
Coming soon. But it won't be on this movie version. But I want to see this version because they made Oz just look so beautiful.
What did you think of the orchestrations of the music? Because obviously this is now Hollywood budget in terms of sound and music. What did you think of the orchestrations?
I loved the orchestrations because I also thought, again, when they cast Ariana Grande, I thought, oh, we're going to get riff central, and even with Cynthia, because she loves a riff as well, I thought, oh, they're going to be riffing every other note. And they did put some extra riffs in, but I thought they were absolutely well placed, and it didn't ruin it for me. And in fact, if anything, it kind of went, oh, I like that. I enjoyed it.
I'm a bit of a traditionalist. I prefer the ones in the show.
You are a traditionalist. What a surprise. I think what I said earlier about the show needed just a little bit of a spruce up. That is what musicals are in 2024. Like, as in, that's what the audiences need and want, and our ears are used to now. I think that just little. I mean, you can hear this on the soundtrack, and I'll be listening to all these songs on the soundtrack now for the next 2 weeks. I think it just heightened it just enough, but didn't distract from where we were before.
Yeah.
There is one very big Easter egg that we are not going to spoil for everyone. You need to go watch the movie. But the big Easter egg, my jaw was on the floor.
I was bouncing in my seat. It was just and so beautifully done.
It was.
So beautifully done.
And yes, that's all we're going to say. Please go watch the movie. Okay.
Right. Anyway, love, my tea's gone cold. Should we leave it there?
Yes. And in the words of the movie, look, it's tomorrow. It's after midnight. So, thank you all so much for listening to our review of The Wicked Movie. I think you can tell that we absolutely loved it. Please go and get your tickets and go watch it. It's worth a listen and a watch. Thank you so much.
So, from us, cheerio. We'll be back soon.
And ta-ra for now.